This is Best of Week on the Academic Minute. For the Most Popular Segment Award, Kevin Coakley, distinguished teaching professor at the University of Texas at Austin, examined imposter syndrome and why college students often have this feeling.
During the academic year, many students will experience heightened imposter feelings in academically competitive and stressful college environments. The imposter phenomenon, often referred to in the popular press as the imposter syndrome, is the sense among high achievers of feeling intellectually phony and fraudulent. While high achievers are typically thought of as individuals who have excelled academically, in many ways college attendance, retention, and graduation make students high achievers given that more than 20% of freshmen do not return for a second year. Research has found that imposter feelings negatively impact the mental health of college students, increasing feelings of depression and anxiety. Students who feel like an imposter have difficulty internalizing their accomplishments. They see themselves as incompetent and believe they have fooled others into seeing themselves as intelligent and accomplished. Imposter feelings have been linked to maladaptive perfectionism or excessive high personal standards. Imposters and perfectionists are similar in that they are both driven to excel. They differ in that perfectionists are driven by an internal pressure of having high standards, while imposters are driven by an internal experience of intellectual phoniness and self-doubt. My research has found that imposter feelings are especially salient among students of color. However, it is important to keep in mind that students of color are not monolithic. For example, my research has found that Asian American students tend to have higher feelings of imposterism than African American and Latinx students. Additionally, we found a stronger impact of perceived discrimination on imposter feelings among African American and Latinx students. Professors can address imposterism among students of color by including books and articles written by scholars of color, discussing the contributions of scholars of color in your field, and having meetings with students of color and affirming your belief in their potential and deservedness to be there.
That was Kevin Coakley of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.